Now, throughout the pandemic, our brief but spectacular segments have introduced us to a number of wonderful and inspiring people, many on the front lines fighting this virus. Tonight, we return to them as they share with us what they're especially grateful for this year.
I am an internal medicine resident at a hospital in New York City.
I'm the co-founder of the AIDS Memorial Quilt, and I'm working these days on making masks.
We are over-the-road truck drivers.
And we deliver groceries to all lower 48 states.
I work in Fort Gaines, Georgia, Clay County, and I was the only doctor here for 15 years.
I'm the only female troubleshooter that ComEd ever had in 100-year history.
I am a nurse, an artist, a dancer. Over the last 8 months, I've received a lot of hope from the humanity that I experience on a daily basis.
My mother is a certified nurse's assistant at a veterans home in Queens. Her resilience and grit, I've tried to channel that myself.
It's been a really isolating year, and I must say I'm thankful for Zoom. It's been a great opportunity to reach out to people by Zoom in other ways that I haven't seen in years. I really feel my own mortality these days. And that can be a sad thing, but it can also be a life-affirming thing. You never know how much time you have, and you need to use every minute of it. And this year has been a reminder of that over and over and over.
In August, I started the Chinatown Mural Project, and I'm using art for recovery. If everybody does their own little part, we have a chance to survive here.
When people call 911, they don't often consider that we are a human on the other end of the line. No matter if it's just a noise complaint or somebody is having a heart attack, like, we cared.
Under the circumstances of the pandemic, the demand for palliative care skills and abilities has risen exponentially. What gives me hope is the recognition of the essentials in life, and the essentials are human connection.
I'd like to be hopeful and thankful that at this time of year, that we can put our differences aside and put the gauntlets down and love each other and take care of each other and help each other get through.
The pandemic, you know, as horrific as it is, it also has improved healthcare in some ways. We're doing much, much more virtual work. Those changes are going to last forever.
Malawi is one of the poorest countries in the world. I'm truly, truly grateful for the people that continued to pour their hearts and support the work that we do. Although the world remained closed, their hearts remained open.
Two of the bigger challenges for me personally this year were contracting COVID-19 and then being evacuated due to the California wildfires where I live. You know, when we evacuated, it was like, just leave. And it became clear like how few things that I own are actually important to me. Nothing else really mattered except for my relationships.
I'm so incredibly grateful for all of my colleagues, for every nurse, physician, social worker, chaplain, nursing assistant. You know, the nurse will call the family and say, we think it's going to be soon. You know, we're so sorry, but your father's dying. And you know, the daughter will say, oh, you know, my dad, you know, he'd love to read scripture, or he loved music, or I always thought I would be there to hold his hand. And, you know, it makes me so cheerful, but you know, nurses are saying, oh, I'll go be the daughter. There's thousands of stories around this country of nurses that went back in that room, not just as a nurse, but as a family member.
The most challenging part of the last 8 months for me is definitely just getting used to these masks and just trying to keep from contracting this disease and bringing it home. I'm trying to protect my son, my 13-year-old son now. He was diagnosed last year with Hodgkin's lymphoma. He is in remission right now, so I want to keep him there. Sometimes I do get down and I just like, enough is enough. But I just tell myself, you know what? I got my children looking at me and depending on me, and I can't give up. My name is Savoya Taylor.
My name is Kat Zwick.
My name is Gertrude Kabwazi.
My name is Dr. Karen Kinsel.
I'm Ron Drew.
And I'm Shantae Drew.
My name is Bridget Rhodes.
Colin Chan.
Tara Reinders.
Shamika Simonis.
I'm Mike Smith.
My name is Diane Meyer, and this is my brief but spectacular take on seeing patients as people.
On the compassionate care provided by nurses during COVID.
On resilience.
On surviving COVID.
On courage.